Neem Zion on the base at the bottom. So Mara says that we brought down this buyer brought down a price on the Vashal Gidanasha Bechola Beyantav. So the Gemara says that one of the things you get Malkus for is for Havara. The Gemara said the Chora Havara you could have done the Tzorech, so if you say Hoel, you shouldn't get Malkus for Havara on Yontif. So the Gemara says that in Echinami, take out Havara and put in Mukta. When it says Mukta's Doraisa, yeah, we learn from a pasuk Behechinu Es Asher Yaviu that burning Mukta on Yontif is a malacha. And Kovet Shurim says also that from this Gemara that's coming up, you see it's not only a malacha to use Mukta, but there's an Isra Achil on Mukta. Anything that was Mukta on Yontif is also to eat, like a date, a shenolda, according to the Rabbah, that it's because of Hachana, because of Mukta, it's an Isra Achila to the Torah, Isra Achila, based on what's going to come up. Where it says, Atu da Amras, what's it called? How could you, Rabbah, say that Mukta is an Isra Daraisa? You yourself said, Bo minim Rav Chista, Ba'amri lo bo minim Rav Huna. You yourself said the following. They had the following shayla from Chista, Rav Huna. Hevi seme efer, b'shachto tami b'yantif. If you brought an animal from Mukta, in other words, it was out grazing, you never had in mind to shech this, it was grazing outside of the yishuv, and those animals are called Muktzahs, les, sugi, and beta. And so it's a Mukta animal, and you brought it and you shechted it on Yontif and used it for a korban tamid. So is it kosher or not? The Atam responded, you yourself, Rabbah, said, Allah, se, v'lo ha-bechor, that some of the conditions or the qualifications of an animal that can be used for a korban shibur are the following. It can't be a bechor. You can't bring the korban ha-tamid from a bechor and make it, what's it called, make an ola out of it, an ola stomid. Right? You can't change a bechor into an ola. So seh v'lo ha-bechor. Achas v'lo ma'iser. It can't be, it's one, but not one of the tenth, meaning it can't be ma'iser. Something davar she-bechova, something that you have to bring, you can't bring from ma'iser. So you can't bring the korban ha-tamid from an animal that was ma'iser, ma'iser behema. Min ha-tzon v'lo ha-pilgas. Min ha-tzon comes to tell me that it's a certain age and not a pilgus. We'll see what's that. It's an aisle that's not yet mature, but it's not a, what's it called, an immature animal. Let's see Rashi. Sev, me'efer, achu, umoktehu. It's out grazing in the wild. She'eno nichnas li'yishuv yomim radim. They used to leave the animals out grazing by themselves for months. Right? The whole summer they would let them stay out and graze. And those animals, they had not in mind the chlau to shech them. So those are mukta. Tamid ola shel tzibur. What are the qualifications? Right? What are some of the things that you can't bring for a korban tamid? Mahu likari. Seh v'lo esha l'chukir. Could you bring this mukta animal on Yontif to be korban tamid? Seh v'lo esha b'chor, masnisa, it's a braisa. Udarsha krod Yechezkel, we're learning out from this pasuk in Yechezkel various things that can't be a korban tamid. Gavi korbanos. The seh achas min atzom min amasai mi mashke Yisrael. So there the pasuk says, a seh, one from the tzom, from the 200 Mimashke Israel, from something a Jew is allowed to eat. Seh v'lo esha b'chor. So the seh comes to tell me that it can't be a b'chor. The seh mashma she'eroi lios bein zocher bein nekevah. The way Rashi learns is, a seh is either male or female. The kulam b'chlal seh. A b'chor ain't another zocher. And a b'chor can only be a zocher. So you can't bring something that could have been. You have to bring something that could have been a zachar in a keva, not something that can only be a zachar. That excludes something that's a bechor. The lo meiser, the meiser behema in a roi lakdish of a carbon achir. You can't take meiser, what's it called, the behema, and make it into something else. You can't use it for something else that you have to do. V'hachim hashma echad, she'el avad. V'loz v'esheinu bo'el mechal asara. Something that has a din by itself, not something that came because it was part of the tent. Min hatzon v'lo kol hatzon. Min hatzon, but not also. Miyutahu, v'hotzi pilgas. Yotza mechal keves. It's not an immature animal, it's not a keves. V'lo bo'el. But it's not a mature, it's not an aisle. So you can either bring a keves or an aisle. A pilgus is in the period of time after it's no longer a keves, but it's not yet an aisle. The hainu kol chodesh lo shasar. A one-year-old animal up to the year is a keves. From 2 years and on, right, is an aisle. But in the 13th month, it's neither a keves anymore, and it hasn't yet gone into the second year where it's considered 2 years old. The 30 days in a year is called a year. So once it's 1 year and a month, completely, it's 2 years. So in order to be an aisle, it has to be 2 years. In order to be a keves, it can't be more than 1 year. So if it's in the 13th month, it's more than 1 year, but it's not yet 2 years. The keves ben shanahu, the aisle mishenichnas l'shanah shniya chodesh shalem. In order to be an aisle, it has to be considered 2 years old. 2 years old means a year plus a month. So in that 13th month, it's not a keves, and it's not an aisle. The hachim mefarish lo meseches para. Min hamosayim, moser shtei meos nishtayru bebor. Mikan la'orlo shibetela b'mosayim. And it can't be orla. Okay, min hamosayim, now we're talking alakorchach anasachim koi. Now we went away from karbanos, we're talking about nesachim, because you can't have an animal that's orla. So it's talking about what kind of wine you can bring for a korban, nesach, nesach hayayim. The ka'amar hayviu ha-nesachim alav min ha-nesachim. We brought with the korban atamid nesachim, the nisko, okay? So what could those nesachim come from? They can't come from orla unless they were bakel. Min hamasayim shishtayru masayim bebor hayayim. That there had to be, 200 times of heter of that orla left in the bor, then you could use the orla for the nesachim, because the orla is bakel b'masayim. Mikans lo orla shabakal masayim. The live mishayisim urab bokoi. Right? What do you need 200 if it's talking about perfectly okay wine? 200 is irrelevant. Must be that there was some wine that was osir, that was in the bor, right? The place where you took the wine out of. And when you take that which is osir out, there'll be 200 times the amount left in the bor. Right? Amay Matzrich Masayim. If there's not talking when there's Isser and Heter mixed together, what's the purpose of the 200? Ubi Alma, the Sifri, Nafkivan Shapit, the Orla, the Kilayah, Karen, the Tailing of Masayim, the Hami Kan Lavdavka, and the Afkana to Yocholish Mochtsas. This is not the source, Rashi says, where we learn that Orla is bottled the 200 times. In the Mechilta, there are other, when the Sifri, there are other Limudim for that. But from here we can learn it too. Here there's an asmachta that once we know that oil is bottled with a sign, we can explain this pasuk the same way. Mimashke Yisrael min hamutr liYisrael. Mimashke Yisrael means it can't be something that's also for a Jew to eat. You can't bring a korban or nesachim from something that's also to eat. Mikan amru ein neviyin nesachim min hatevel. You can't bring a nesach from tevel, katsosatid. Yachalo yavi min ha-mukta. I might think that you can't bring it from mukta either. And here the Kovet Shurim says, you see that mukta is in the Sarachila. Otherwise, how could you exclude it from Mashke Yisrael? Mashke Yisrael means something a Jew is allowed to eat, not something you're allowed to do. If it was just an Isra Malacha, you couldn't burn it on Yadav for whatever. What does that do with Mashke Yisrael? So it's my stories that the Torah said that if you hold from Muktzah the Hechinu, something that didn't have Hachana is also to eat on Yom Tov. So it doesn't exclude Muktzah. Ma tevel meyuchad, she iser gufo gorem lo, of course she iser gufo gorem lo. No, it has to be like tevel. Tevel is an intrinsic iser. The guf hadover is tevel, it's usher. Mashekeg Muktzah, Yotze Muktzah, She'ein Isser Gufo Goremo, El Isser Dovarachir. Here the problem is not that there's something wrong with this animal. The problem is that it's an Isser Yontif that was going. The fact that you can't use it on Yontif, because of Losasa Kumalocha, makes it also to eat. But it's not something intrinsic to the animal itself, something that caused by a different Isser. The Iamus Isser Muktzah Doraisa, Mali Isser Gufo, Mali Isser Dovarachir. If Muktzah would be Doraisa, then it's Osir, it's Osir. What do you care why it's Osir? It became Osir because it's Osir to Malacha with Ranyanta Pamela, it becomes Osir. Right? I was thinking maybe the way that it becomes Osir is, it says by Shabbos that normally if you did a Malacha in something, it should be Osir. But there's a special pasuk by Shabbos, Hu Kodesh, the Ein Ma'is of Kedoshim. We learn from a special pasuk, Shabbos, Hu, what's it called? Hu Osir the Ein Ma'is of Shabbos Osir. It's only Durabonim. That if you do a malach and something on Shabbos, it becomes Osir, but only Durabonim. Right? There's a Shita of Yochanan Asangra, it's the Raisa, but the Chachamim learned that there's a special miyud. But by Yom Tov, there is no such miyud. So it could be that anything that's usher to do malacha with on Yom Tov, according to the Magen who says that Muktzah is Doraisa, it's an Isra Achila too. Because Maisa are also usher. It's only by Shabbos that Maisa and Shabbos are not usher. Maisa Yom Tov could be. And even though the Chora could be a Kav Chomer, Shabbos is Chomer, and Maisa are not usher. But the Maisa could be that you don't darshan for whatever reason, there's some reason not to darshan them. But in any case, whatever it is, from here it's mashma, there's an Isra Achila on it. But the Isra Achila doesn't come directly. It's because since it's Osir to do Malacha, Memeil is an Isra Achila too. But that's Dover Acher going. So if it be an Isra Doraisa, Lemaisa, bottom line, is it Osir or not? If it's Osir, it's not Mashke Israel. Elamai, the whole difference between whether it's Isra Atzmo or Isra Dover Acher is because only Drabonim. And an Isra Drabonin doesn't, is not a problem Mashke Yisrael. It has to be Mutter Min HaTorah to eat. It's Mutter Min HaTorah, but the Rabbanan said it's also, you can still bring a carbon. So you're the one who said this. You brought down this price. And it says B'Ferish over here that Muktzah is not excluded from a carbon Tzibur. The reason has to be because it's only Drabonin. So how can you say that bring the Pasit, bring the Lav, of these five lavim, one of them is going to be Muktzah of burning it on Yom Tov, because it's Muktzah, what's it called? L'chari, you hold Muktzah, only the Rabbanim. The O, Ha'atu da'amras, Chiluk Malachas l'Shabbos, Ve'en Chiluk Malachas l'Yom Tov. If you're going to count Muktzah as one of the Isurim, and not Stam Havara, right, just Stam, what's it called, burning on Yom Tov, Shalom Tzorah. But burning Muktzah, you yourself, and the Gemara could have asked this question before, how could that count to five separate lavim? You hold that if you do two malachas, the Helam Echad, right, at one time, you do two separate malachas on Yom Tov, you're only high of one malchus. Not like Shabbos, where the special pasuk, that if you do two malachas, the Helam Echad, malachas are separated, right? Malachos Mechalkos, and each one you get a separate chattis for. But by Yom Tov, we don't say that. So if you do all 39 Malachos on Yom Tov, Behelam Echad, you only get one Malkos, not 39 Malkos, 39 times Malkos. Rashi, Issa Dover Acher Shabbos. The Muktzah is Dover Achim that's calling it. Not, it's not an intrinsic issue. For Atu Damris, in addition to that, you can't tell me you're going to be chay of two malkios, one for cooking on Yontif and one for burning books on Yontif. The Eilu Hinalokin, that's where he said it, Chiluk Malachas the Shabbos, Shem Asa Shtayim, Behelem Echot, O Achas, Mishtei Halomos Chayiv Shtayim. That if you did, what's it called, two different Malachas, Behelem Echot, or you did one Malacha in two Halomos, you Chayiv two Chatos. The Ein Chiluk Malachas Liyantim, Shem Asa Shtei Malachas, Bemezin, Ein Alokas Shtayim. If you did two Malachas in one Helem, not two separate times, even on Yontif, if you did two different malachas at two different times, you're going to get two times malchus. It's talking where you did them together, without any different hasra. You had one hasra, and you did one maisha, Tosa says, that, not Tosa here, but they say, the Rishonim, that you did one maisha that includes two different malachas at one time. You're only going to get one malchus. You're not going to get by Shabbos if there's two different malachas, two chatos. Here you're telling me you're going to get two markers, one for Mavashel and one for Havaris Mukta. How could you get two markers for doing the same thing, even though it entails two different malachas on Yontif? You only get one markers for that. You said that. Mishum Mukta, Mishum Mavashel, give the Yontif. So that can't be. Ella, so it must be that you're going to be chayiv for Havara. It's restam. Well, now we can't say that either. So what is it then? If it can't be Havara, forget about what's it called, Hoel. Even if you would hold of what's it called, you wouldn't hold of Hoel. And you get Malkus for Havara. But you can't get two Malkus, one for Havara, one for Bishul, because you hold in Chilik Malachas beyond it. Ella Apik Havara, it's talking where the wood that you're using to cook this gid hanasha in milk is atzei asheira, is what's it called, avor zora wood. The azora mehocha, the loyid bach biyodcha mu'uma min achirim. You shouldn't use, have any hanah from what's it called, from avor zora. So now it has nothing to do with yontif. You're going to get one malchus for cooking on Yontif, and you're cooking something that no one could use, so that's what you call, even if you hold of hoil, it's not going to help cooking gid hanasha b'cholov. And what's it called, you're also using wood that's also b'hanoa, there's a lot to use that wood, that's a separate malchus. Amar le Rav Acha b'rei d'rova l'abaya. If you're talking about wood of Asherah, then there's another lav. The Savi Toeva Beisecha. The Chorish get Malkus for that lav too. And that'll be six, not five. So it can't be talking when you're using wood for a Asherah, because that would involve two more lavim. And the price only says five lavim, not six. Ela Apik Havara, the Ayalatse Hektish. It's not talking where you're using wood from a vorzorov as a fuel, but you're using wood from hektish. The azorah mehacha, you're burning hektish wood. Okay, wood that somebody donated lumber to the Beis HaMikdash. And you took that lumber and burnt it. So what's the issur? The asherehem tisar vatikol tisru ba'esh lo sasum kein Hashem elokechem. Burn the Asherah, but don't do the same thing to the Rabbanu Shalom. Don't burn things that are hektish. Don't destroy hektish. From here we learn that what's it called? That you can't destroy Dvarim Kedoshim. Isser to destroy Dvarim Kedoshim. Right? To erase Hashem's name and so on. So, the only things they ask is, but it's Me'ila. There's another lab over here. Forget about what's it called, Osasim Kein Hashem Elokecha. There's Me'ila. It says, Me'ila, you're only chayiv if you're Nehena Shava Pruta. And it could be over here, to bake this Gid Hanasha, you don't need a Shava Pruta's worth of wood to burn. So therefore, you don't get Malkus for that. Rashi? Oh, Rashi. So that's what we stand with. Erachinami, the five Malkus, instead of Havara on Yantav, which if you hold of Hoel, you wouldn't be Chayiv Malkus. And even if you didn't hold of Hoel, you couldn't be Chayiv Malkus on that, together with Bishul on Yantav Shalovitzorach, because Ein Chiluk Malachus LeYantav. So the fifth one is burning Hektish wood. Okay. Omar Rami Barchoma, Hodder Rav Chista V'Rabba, Rav Chista and Rabba's Machlokas, whether you say Hoel or not, Machlokas, the Rav Elezer of Yeshua. That Machlokas is the same Machlokas that the Tanayim had in our Mishnah, Rav Elezer of Yeshua. The Rav Elezer Sover, I'm reading Hoel. Rav Yeshua Sover, lo, I'm reading Hoel. Rav Elezer holds you do say Hoel, and Rav Yeshua holds you don't say Hoel. Hoel, bein l'chumra, bein l'kula. Whether it's a chumra or a kula, we say that the potential situation is as if that exists already actually. See, Rashi explains what the machlokas is in the Mishnah. Amar Rami bar Chama, hard the rabba for Rav Chista, the afligu gabi yontif, isharina lenishum hoel ulo. That which Rabba and Rav Chista argue, that Rabba holds of hoel, and Rav Chista doesn't, on yontif, machlokas Rav Elezer of Yeshua'i. Rav Elezer Sover Amri in Hoel, Afal Gav the Sofa Lahafish Achas Mehen Lachala, the Nimsa Shetarach Bedover Sheinu Roy Lachila. Even though Rav Elezer holds, even though you have all these breads, these matzahs that you're baking, and in the end, what's normal is you take one challah on all of them, right? Afilu Hachi Amri in Hoel. The boy lo mafrish chada v'chala, el abotsum ikol chada v'chada. The ikol ha-meimer, b'chol chada chashile, u'mutu lafosa. He holds of hoel, l'kula, that even though normally you're going to take one whole bread, one whole matzah, and make that chala, that means that that one you weren't allowed to cook on yantet, because it's the isa's tamay. And if you bake that, you're baking something that you can't use. You can't bake things that you can't use, b'chlau. So therefore, what's it called? It should be usher. Rabbi Lesser holds no. You can bake all of them. Why? Because conceivably, you could take a little challah from each one. And therefore, each one that you're baking is you need it. Right? And you don't have to take off that piece because it's better when you bake a lot, what's it called, you know, together. So, and you don't know which part of that you're taking off the challah either. So every part of each one could be baked that you could eat. So if you say hoel, it's mutter to bake this matzahs that are tamei, even though one of them, for sure in the end, is not going to be fit for eating or using for anything. But hoel sins, you could have taken a little bit from each one. Each one is really fit to eat. That's hoel. So therefore, Rav Elezer holds, bake them all, and then take off the challah. Rav Yeshua Sover, lo amrin in hoel. Kedei lahatar malachas yantif. You don't say hoel to be matar malach am yantif, because of potentially it could be okay. The ahoel, the boy mitchul Allah, to le'er lo koi rami barchama. And what's it called? That which we say, the other hoel. The hoel that you could have, what's it called, been shoel on it. And it wouldn't be challah. Right? That hoel we're not talking about. Ela hoel de isum leches yantif. We're only talking about the hoel that's matur meleches yantif. Not the hoel that you could have been shoel and it would have become chulin again and it wouldn't be challah. That we're not talking about. Okay. So one says, no, it's not the same machlokas. And therefore, since Rabbi Yeshua holds, you don't say hoel, what's it called? You can't bake it. So what do you do with it? Rabbi Yeshua says, not a problem. Because it's not the chametz that you're over on, because it's not yours, it belongs to Hektish. Amra Papa, the Dilma Ad Kadlo Komra Belezer Hassam, the Amrin and Hoel, Ela de Beidna de Ka Aydin the Tanura, Kol Chada Bechada Chazile the Didei. No, maybe it's not the same machlokas. Maybe Rav Elezer only holds you could bake all the matzahs, even though in the end you're going to take challah from one of them, because since potentially you could have taken a little challah from each one, that's because lemaisa, when you put it into the oven to bake, you could have eaten every single one, or part of every single one, you yourself. Then we say holy. But the case of the orphan, you couldn't eat this, you're full to the gills. Right? Elamai were worried, maybe orchim will come, and you can feed it to them. Maybe Rebbe Lezer holds that if you can't be the head of from it, it's only a hoel that somebody else could possibly come and eat it, that much he doesn't hold of hoel. Hoel has to be something that you have the potential to do, not something that other people will come and have the potential to do. So maybe Rebbe Lezer argues on Rabba. He doesn't hold like Rabba. Rabba is an extra added dimension, more than Rebbe Lezer holds. Amar Rav Shesha, so therefore it's not to say machlokas. Could be in Rabba's case, Rebbe Lezer would not hold of Hoel, where Rabba does hold. Amar Rav Shesha b'Reid Ravidi, the Dil Maloi. Another reason why maybe that's not the same machlokas. Ad kan lo kamar of Yeshua Hassan, the lo amri in Hoel, el di'ika chadad lo chazi, lo lididev lo lorchim. Maybe Rabbi Yeshua only doesn't hold of Hoel by the case of the challah, because lemaisa, in the end, one of them you're not going to be able to eat. That's for sure. So even though potentially you could have taken off each one, but lemaisa in the end is going to be one that nobody can eat. So then we don't say Hoel. Since in the end it's going to be clear that one's not edible, even though potentially you could have done it, but we know you're not going to do like that. Mashenkin over here, but over here, where it's possible that guests will come, and the whole thing will be eaten. So maybe over here, even Rabbi Yeshua agrees to say Hoel. Not like Rav Chisda. So it's not the same machlokas on both sides. Rashi. At the time you put it in the oven, every one you put in separately, you could say on that one, well, this one I'm going to eat. And I'm going to take off challah, what's it called, from another one, or whatever. Or I'll take off a little bit of challah from this one. So at the time that I'm baking it, I don't have to come out to hoel. I could say, lemaisa, I'm baking this one, and I'm going to eat the whole thing. And then I change my mind, and I say the same thing about the next one. But over here, you couldn't eat it. It's only for guests. You're not ready to eat anything. So, and you didn't invite the guests. It's just guests could come and eat it. Leslie Hall, the Mishrael, Rebbe Lezer, maybe, what's it called, he wouldn't hold of Hall in that situation. The Lochazi Loli Didevel Al Orchid, and maybe just the opposite. Rabbi Yeshua, who over there doesn't hold of Hall, because Lamais in the end, one's going to be Challah, and it's not fit for anybody. The Derech is not to take a little bit off each one, to take one for all of them. Abuhacha, the Kulu Chazi La Orchid. But over here, where everything you're cooking could be fit for Orchim, then maybe he does say Hoel. The Ikasha, Hadamar of Yeshua, Lozehu Chomet Shemuzarim, Amal Leslie Hoel. What are you telling me? The reason for Yeshua is because he holds a Hoel. That's why you're allowed to bake it. Right? That's why, right, how could you say that Rabbi Yeshua really holds of Hoel? And what's it called? And then why does he say in the Mishnah the reason is that you're allowed, you don't have to bake it, right? Not because it's doing with Hoel. It has to do with the fact that, what's it called, this is not the Chametz that you're over on. Right, that's what he said. Why not? Why isn't it the Chametz that you're over on? If you say Hoel, you could be Shoel. It'll become yours again. And then you should be over. If you say Hoel a Kula, Kolshkin, you say it in Chumra. So Hoel, that you could be Shoel on this, and revert it back to be chul, and then it's yours, you should be over by your own by the motze. If he held hoel. So how could we say that Rabbi Yeshua really holds the hoel if he holds that this is not the chametz that you're over on? If he held Rabbi Lezer, who holds the hoel, holds that that's why you can't just leave it, because you'll be over by your own by the motze. Because conceivably you could be shoel on this. If Rabbi Lezer held the same way, if Rabbi Yeshua held the same way, why would he say that this is chametz you're not over on? You could be shoel on it. If he holds the hoel, then we say hoel that you could be shoel on it. I'm a Leslie Hoel. The boy Mitchell Allah feel the Chumra. You see, he doesn't hold the Hoel even the Chumra. Koshke, not the Kula. The Koshke, Hoel, the Hochle, Kula. Lo Dami. It's not the same thing. The Hashba, me, Allah, the Deyu. Because we're saying now the two Hoels aren't the same. You don't necessarily have to hold of both of them. Here, Lamaisa, even though potentially you could be Shoel and it become yours, right now it's not yours at all. The Chashamati, the Megamgin, Alibi Allah. The Maisha, they are the same. Right? The Maisha, if you say Hoel, Lachkula, Koshke, you say over here, what difference does it make right now? Right now, what you're baking is also no good. It's only because maybe later Orchim will come. And you say Hoel, Lachkula. Why don't you say Hoel here, Lachumra? The Nira Be'enai, the Ein Hoel Bezeh, the Dabar Shenu Shalom. The name of Hoel. Now the reason is that over here, Hoel can't work. Even though it's Lachumra, it's not yours. What are we saying? You could be Shoel on this and make it yours, but right now it's not yours. Something that's not yours, that you could conceivably make yours, on that you don't say Hoel. Hoel you say on something that you have Shlita over. But something you have no Shlita over, you could get Shlita. You could be Shoel, and then it would become yours, that you don't say Hoel. At this moment, it's not yours. It belongs to Hekdish. Right? You could make it yours. But you don't say Hoel on something that's not yours right now. You don't say Hoel on something you can control. I can't control this. I can only control it after I'm Shoel on it. Right? So in the Chepetz itself, I have no Shrita. That Hoel means I have the potential to do this. You don't have the potential to do anything. First, you have to make it yours. The name of Hoel, the boy Maisel of Rishusa. We don't say Hoel that you could make it your Rishus. No, it's not your Rishus, there's no Hoel. You're not a balabas over this. Dim Kane Hektish the Kaimala of Latarosh or Gavoa, the little polygram Belezer, why boy particle, Mavi Diday. Because if you don't say this, how could you ever have a case of Hektish that you're going to be not over by your body Matsin? Shall Hoyataroa. How could Gavoa ever be? There's a Hoel. You can always be Shoel on the Hektish. So how could Hektish ever be Mufka from Bali Ram Bali Masa? You always have the potential to be Shoel on it. The Absugi, the Shmaisa, Lomiyas, the Shaper, Ruchmeduma, the Purish, Akosa, Beresha, the Shmaisa, Hoel, the Boil, Nichala, Logasima. And even the whole sugya doesn't sound like that. Therefore, Rashi said, "Mustabi not Goris," what we had in the beginning here. Hoel the boy Mitchell Allah. And therefore, Rebbe Ezra holds that you're chayiv on that chala. You could be Shoel. Not Goris type of chala. Because there's no such Hoel like that. Hoel on something that's not yours, that you could make it yours, that Hoel doesn't exist. And Lahachigas seen it. Rebbe Lever saw her Amrin and Hoel. Rebbe Yeshua saw her Lo Amrin and Hoel. Lahachig Perusha. Rebbe Lezer Sovar, Shori Lafosa, the Apple got the Sof Ikechadelo Chazile, the Hoel we're talking about in the Mishnah is purely the Gabiyanta. Rebbe Lezer holds, since you could conceivably take Chala from each separate one, each one you could bake. And therefore, you can bake them. Ein Kanisu Malacha, Hoel the Cholchada Vechada Chazile, the Motsi the Mishka Mikolchada Pursa, Rabbi Yeshua Sober, Lo Amri and Hoel. The Hasofa, Mikalachas, and the Enchala. Because Rabbi Yeshua holds, in the end, the mice, you're going to take one out of all of them. One of them, you're baking for no purpose. He'll go, even the Tobas Hanah ain't a mammon, but Lo Amri Allah. Since he holds, Tobas Hanah is not considered mammon, even though you have the right to pick the Kohen that'll get this Chala, that doesn't give you bilus over the Chala, so it belongs totally to Hekdish, and you're not over on that. Therefore you leave it till night and you burn it then. There's no rush to get rid of it now. You can't bake it, so leave it. It'll become a chametz. So what? It's not your chametz. Okay, let's go on. What? No, so he holds it without to bake it because he holds a hole. What? Oh, so Rashi said before, really, you could leave it too. That's better, since you can bake it, better to bake it. And Rabbi Shua also, since you don't have to rely on, since he doesn't hold a hole, you have to leave it. That's. But then, according to Rashi here, right, even Rabbi Elazar could hold, you could leave it. But you don't have to leave it, you can bake it too. Amru Rabban and Kaneda Rabbi Yirmiyahu of Rabbi Zeira. So they said this sugya in front of Rabbi Yirmiyahu of Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Yirmiyahu kibla, Rabbi Zeira lo kibla. So Rabbi Yirmiyahu was makabel and Rabbi Zeira was not. Rashi. Amru lahad Rami bar Chama. In front of what's it called? What did Rami bar Chama say? One second. Right, that the machlokas of Chizda and Rava is the machlokas of Elazar of Yeshua, and then the Gemara said, maybe not. So they said what Rami Bar Chama said in front of Rabbi Yirmiyahu and Rabbi Zeira, right? And Rabbi Yirmiyahu was makabel, and yeah, it's not the same machlokas without the tainus that we had. And Rabbi Zeira was not makabel, it's not the same machlokas like the tainus we had. Maybe Rabbi Elazar holds after there, maybe Rabbi Yeshua holds after there. Omar le Rabbi Yirmiyahu and Rabbi Zeira. So Rabbi Yirmiyahu said to Rabbi Zeira, Milsa de Kashula, Va'asya Kama Shani, the my pleager of Elazar of Yeshua. Every time we learned this Mishnah, we had a Kashid. What are they arguing about? What is the Svaras of Machlokas? Hashta Amru Mishmei de Gavarabah, Vlo de Kablet. Now we have Rami Bar Chama, who tells us the Machlokas is in Hoel, just like Rabbi Rav Chisda's Machlokas, and you don't want him to Kabbalah it? For years we've been trying to figure this out. Now we have somebody, Gavra Rabba, who explained it, and you're on a Kabbalah, you have kashas on it. Omar Le, Heicha Kabbalah. How can I be Makabal, but that's the Machlokas of Elazar of Yeshua? The Tanina, Omar Le of Yeshua, Nidvorecha, Hari Over Mishum, Osasako Malacha. Bishosikle, right? Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Elazar, right, in the Brisa, how could you say you can bake it? You're over in Israel, Los Asako Malacha. And Rabbi Elazar didn't have any answer. If Rabbi Elazar holds of Hoel, why did you say I hold of Hoel? Why didn't he answer? The Isa Le Malay Taima Didi Bishum Hoel. Omer Le La Tanei Chod Tanina Bid Braisa. Omer Lo Rabbi Elazar Bid Vorecha Are Over Mishum Bayu Rabbi Motze. The Shasik Le. And the Braisa also said, that Rabbi Elazar said to Rabbi Yeshua, how could you leave it? You're over by your Rabbi Moshe. And Rabbi Yeshua didn't answer. Right? The Braisa doesn't report that he answered him. Obviously, an answer, he holds it, you're not over on that kind of chometz. And the truth is, going to Rashi, that Rabbi Elazar holds like that. So the answer is in the Mishnah. So the Braisa didn't bother to tell us he answered it. Same thing. The Braisa didn't bother to tell us that Rabbi Elazar answered Rabbi Yeshua that he holds of Hoel. Not that he didn't have an answer, he had an answer. The Masnis and this man, lo zeru chamet shemuzar, lo mishum bayu rabbi motzei. El ashosik le b'braisa, umahadu le b'masnisa. The Braisa didn't report what Rabbi Yeshua answered Rabbi Elazar, right? But the Mishnah did. Same thing over here. Hachinami, Eimer Shosik Leib Masnisan, Vahana Leib Mechil Tachrisik. Same thing. We don't have any record that Rabbi Elazar answered Rabbi Yeshua, but the Stama, there's some other source where he answered him. Rashi. Amrua, Lahadur and Berchama, Milsa de Kashulam, the Tobus Hanor Mamam, Lekalot, me Bluksai and Lachun. Because that which we try to explain it, that they argue with Tobus Hanor, is Mamam or not, doesn't answer it, doesn't explain it completely. Deny Nami, the Tobus Hanor Mamam, the Rebelezer. Even if Tobus Hanor is Mamam, and you'd be over by Yuram by Yamatsi because of that. Afilo Rochi has the nami over Mishum Mos Haska Malacha. The Maisa, how could you bake it? You're over Mishum Malacha Yantin. What of Lavra by the run, the Ela, the Ela also Maisa Yadayim, Milavra Los Haska Malacha, also Maisa Yadayim. If Rabbi Lezer wouldn't hold of Hoyle, then how could you bake it? Manasha, whatever you do is no good. If you bake it, you're over on Issa Yantin. If you don't bake it, you're over by the Rabbi Motze, which is better, Shev Yaltasa. Better be over the by the Rabbi Motze, but Shev Yaltasa, you're honest, than to be over in Issa Malacha, but Kumbi Asay. Taima didi mishum hor, vein kan chil. One says that if Rabbi Lezer talk a hell like that, why didn't he answer Rabbi Yeshua? One says, ahadar leid mechil tachrisi. The ikla bein, but the betarvayu plik, they're arguing both things. Tova sano amamam, if you're over on this chametz or not. Rabbi Lezer suffered tova sano amamam, hilkach imach mitzah gadei over Allah. You can't leave it, according to Rabbi Lezer, because you'll be over on, what's it called, Isser chametz, because tova sano amamam, right? The lafosa called the mechain, and you don't say hoil, the kula, the chumra, because it's not yours. That's what Rashi says, right? You don't wouldn't say hoil anymore, the chumra, that you could be shoil, and it'll become yours, right? Yeah, that's another, forget about that, it's going to be Yeshua, right? Anyway, so it's Tovas Hanoah's mom, and it's yours right now. The lafosa called the mechain, ain't kan iser. Damirin hoil, the ikal amever, becholcha, bechazile. That's what Rabbi Lezer holds. Rabbi Yeshua Sovra Eino Mama. The nail, it's not yours. You can leave it. Hilgach lo zeo chom shimuzar ala. The chiyafi lo avar ala glom rin holo. And Rabbi Yeshua doesn't hold of how well, maybe he can't bake it. V'ha de taritz na la'el. The kule alma tovas hanoa eino mama. And that which the Gemara said, no, everybody holds tovas hanoa is lav mama. And really, it's not the kind of chomet you'd be over on. But if you hold of hoel, then you can be shoel, lechumra. It is chomets that could be yours. That we don't hold them anymore. Akati lo shmielon, hada hazer le rebelez of Yeshua, hari over by the way. That we don't hear. That we didn't hear his answer. Okay, let's go on. Tanya, Rebbe Omer, halacha krebelezer, Rebbe Yitzchak Omer, halacha kiben b'seirah. Right? Rabbi Shua did the same. So Rabbi said the halach is like Rabbi Lezer, and Rabbi Yitzchak said the halach is like Rabbi Shua. The Kamish, okay. Okay, this is a new thing. Let's see, Rashi. No Rashi. Halach could be the Seira. Oh, the halach is like the Seira, not Rabbi Shua. Takla Tzoma. The halach is like the third Mandi Omer in the Mishnah. There's three Mandi Omer, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shua, and then the Seira. Then the Seira said, you have no choice. You can't bake it. You can't leave it. So what you should do, put it in cold water. It won't become chametz. And you can't, you're not going to bake it. That's what you should do with it. And then that's what Rabbi Yitzchak said. Halach is like Ben Besera. And what's it called? Rebbe Paskin like Rebbe Lesser. The question is, usually we say halacha ka Rebbe Michaviro. So if the machlok is Rabbi Yitzchak and Rebbe, the halacha should be like Rebbe Lesser. But some of the Rishonim don't pass in like Rebbe here, because you only say halacha to Rebbe Michaviro when it's only Rebbe and that person arguing. But here they're arguing in a whole machlokas tanoim, amoroim. So then we don't pass in like Rebbe, but better we pass in like Ben Besera. What you do is tackle it solely, just throw it into the cold water.